Hello and welcome to Local Motion on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Today on the show, we'll be learning more about Studio M. KVNF is working with Montrose and Ouray County community members to open up an on-air studio located in Montrose. With the flip of a switch, Studio M DJs would be able to broadcast a show, report local news, and conduct interviews from a studio in Montrose. To talk about this project, its timeline, its funding, location, and how you can be involved, I spoke with KVNF's general manager, John Howard, and two members of the community advisory board heading up the project, Margaret Freeman and Chris Marcinek. We'll begin with KVNF's general manager, John Howard. Can you talk about how this idea came about and update us a bit on where we are in the process of making it happen?
Well, let me be really clear to start off with. We're not moving to Montrose. We're not going to be broadcasting a second service. Nothing is going to change, except for that we will have people who are originating programming from a different studio. The studio just happens to be in Montrose and not down the hall. So that's the big thing. That's a lot of people have been really concerned that we're going to change what KVNF is. And to be fair, unless the person says where they're broadcasting from, as a listener, you won't know. It won't sound any different. It'll just be, you know, Room to Groove from a different studio instead of from here or whatever program it might be. It's my understanding that this idea has been being kicked around KVNF for a long, long time. When I first started thinking about it, I mean, it was suggested to me through the interview process 2 years ago when I was here, and a couple of the board members have been very adamant about it. A couple of board members are a little nervous about it. I mean, this is no slam dunk. We still have money to raise. We still have lots of things to do. But I think we're a lot further along than we have been ever before. And I feel completely confident that this is going to happen. So it got started just because lots of folks believe we need to serve our coverage area better than we have been doing. And that's basically it.
How do you think it will improve our programming?
The more voices, the more perspectives, the more history, the more life experiences that we can bring to KVNF, the better. I'm just excited by the unknown. We don't know what it's really going to do. We don't know who it's going to attract, but that's kind of exciting in itself. It's kind of like, Allie, when you're doing DJ training and you have six or eight people walk into the studio that you may have met them, but you don't know what it's going to be like once that microphone opens and they start doing their thing. And then suddenly you're like, oh, wow, this is great. And I'm so encouraged. Or, oh, this isn't quite what I was expecting. And you just kind of, it's just the way it's going to be. You're going to have those same groups of people.
Let's talk a little bit about the logistics of how this studio is going to work. So the idea right now, and this is subject to change as
everything
I understand
is,
it. Can you
know.
Talk about the Cube?
The Cube. We are, again, just in the talking bit with a company in Grand Junction called Lada Cube, L-A-D-A Cube. And what they do is make quiet spaces for noisy places. And so if you have a noisy factory floor and need a place to have a conference room, they build these soundproof spaces that they just plunk in. They're modular. They can be assembled and disassembled and moved and do all the rest of it. So this looked really interesting. And the folks at Proximity Space had already had some connections with these people. So I've made contact with them, and we're in the planning stages. I said, here's my challenge for you. I need a noisy space in a quiet place, as compared to a quiet place in a noisy space, which means we need it to hold the sound in. Because as you know, Allie, we do have DJs here who do tend to like to crank up the monitor speakers. And so this creates a whole other set of challenges, because Proximity Space, while there's always music going on in the background, you do have to be respectful. We have to be good neighbors. So the idea of this cube is, it's not necessarily going to be a cube, but this module will be an insulated space within another space. By definition, it's basically, it has a power plug and an internet connection and a air exchange system so that it uses the existing internet, the existing power that's in the building, and the existing HVAC, only because we'll have a ventilation system, a quiet ventilation system through baffles that pulls the environment from the building in and exhausts probably the heat and goodness knows whatever else out of the thing. So that's the physical concept. The business concept is that it's movable. And no matter what happens in the future, we will have, if this works, again, if, fingers crossed, if this works, this will be an asset. If we were to rent a space right now and go in and remodel it to be a studio, if and when the time came that we were to move to someplace else, we'd basically have thrown that money away. Whereas with this, we'll just take it apart, move it, and reassemble it wherever we might happen to be. So it's, I think it's a smart move for the long run. Say in 5 years, we are ready to do that storefront someplace. Well, we probably wouldn't have to be down more than 48 hours, maybe 3 days at the most, from moving the cube and getting it reset up, and boom, suddenly you've got a studio. You may not have any office space that looks like anything, and there may be drywall hanging around and doing all the rest of it, but the studio will look just like it did and sound just like it did before. So I think that's a big advantage.
What is what's the timeline? What are we aiming for here?
I've said all along the first quarter of 2018. I honestly don't expect to order any equipment or do anything until after the first of the year. So I think realistically, if we can hit March, which would still be the first quarter, I'll be a happy, happy person.
Can you talk a little bit about how this studio will be funded? And maybe also for some people, we need to explain how public radio is funded.
We're in a capital campaign right now. We're trying to raise $60,000, which $60,000 is a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money when you consider the fact that $1 million was raised for the facility that we're in right now. It kind of keeps things in perspective. That money should build the studio, equip the studio, and pay the operating for 1 year. That's our plan. After that, maybe I'm being naive about this, but it just seems to me that it's a no-brainer that it's going to generate more loyalty, more support from Montrose and Ouray counties. I just don't see how it cannot. Even though folks in Montrose and Ouray counties support KVNF, I still think there's a little bit of that. It's that Paonia radio station. And while we'll always be based in Paonia, we need to be the Western Colorado radio station because we serve such a huge area in Western Colorado. It's just important that we try to bring the cool things that you can do when you live in Paonia with KVNF to other parts of Western Colorado. It's a long way to drive from Ridgeway to Paonia to come up here and do a 2 or 3 hour program. I mean, you spend more time on the highway than you do on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So I really just believe this will do more than be self-supporting. I believe this is going to help us be better funded all the way around. It will help us improve the quality of service throughout all of Western Colorado, not just in Paonia, not just in Montrose, or not just in Ouray County.
Some people don't understand the difference between all the different kinds of radio there are. There's public radio, there's commercial radio, and then there's community radio, which is sort of its own deal.
Well, it is, although that's another just kind of definition. Because there are some quote-unquote public radio stations that are community-minded, and there are community radio stations that are as mainstream as they come. So to talk about, I guess it's a small C or big C community, and I think the small C community is the licensee, or how the license is, because we get community licenses from the Federal Communications Commission as compared to educational or religious or governmental. So I, even though that probably should be the big C, I'm going to call that the small C. And the big C is when you adopt the attitude of trying to do your best to reflect the community that you live in and to use resources that you have, voices and talent and things you never even imagined. People have these incredible histories and skills and stories and it's just the way I think that's the big thing about community radio is giving people who would not otherwise have a voice or even think about having a voice on the airwaves a voice. Now, funding. The federal government, when we do get money from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but that's the only arm of the government that KVNF receives funding from. We don't get anything from the state of Colorado. When I was in Kansas, we received funding from the state also. We don't have any major arts organizations tracking us down and wanting to give us, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. Yes, the money from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is important, but it's still only about 27% of our budget. I think that's about right. I haven't done next year's budget yet, so it could change a little bit. But the reality of it is that community radio is supported by the community. And when we expand that circle of community, hopefully it will expand that base of support at the same time. So
I feel like some people think, you know, when you say community radio, they don't realize that actually means them.
It can do. Like it cannot, or it can. And that's the beauty of it. When I talk to people and they say, well, I love listening to your DJs. How do you find them? I say, they're just people just like you. Would you like to do something? And they're like, sometimes they go, oh my gosh, oh no, 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 I could never do that. Or they go, really? I could do that? And I go, then it's what are the steps, which are signing up, going through the DJ training and all the rest of it. But what's today what I'm finding, apart from DJs and announcers, are people who want to do public affairs and they want to do podcasts and they want to do all the rest of it. And it sounds really simple, but it's really a big deal. It's a huge commitment of time. And I know you've had the same conversation with people that I've had, which is, okay, you want to do this, here's what it's going to take. You know, it's going to take, if you're going to do a half-hour program once a month, you're probably going to give 10 hours of prep time and editing and interviews and everything else once a month. If you want to do that twice a month, suddenly it's 20 hours. If you're going to do it every week, suddenly you've committed maybe 40 hours a month. And if you're prepared to do that, you know, we're ready to talk to you about it. But if you're not prepared to do that, then it is a bit problematic for us.
The community actually has to get involved in the production and the research and everything that goes into putting together a show like that. And if you can pull it off, it can be a really great thing. And we're
here to help do that. But we can't hold your hand through the whole process every single time. We just don't have that kind of capacity.
The Community Advisory Board for Montrose and Ouray Counties have really been a huge part in leading the process for this to happen.
Well, we have two CABs right now. We have the Delta County CAB and the Montrose-Ouray County CABs. Community advisory boards are required by law when you are a non-commercial, non-government, non-educational licensee. So for community-type licensees, you have to have a CAB. And the whole point of the CAB is to be a conduit from the population, from the community, directly to the board of directors, to give direct feedback back about how they feel about the programming, how they feel about policy, how they feel about the way we're fundraising, how they feel about everything that has to do with the radio station. And they feed right back into the board. That's their normal job, and we appreciate that. But again, part of this whole concept of how big our coverage area is, it's a long way, again, from Ouray to Paonia for a CAB meeting, or even to Delta, or to wherever. It can get to be a long way. So based on the geography, it was my idea to break us into two different CABs. It's unusual to have two separate CABs, but the law says you have to have one. It doesn't say you can't have two, or you can't have three, or you can't have four. It's just a bit more to coordinate. So we still have our Delta County CAB, which are doing the basic things. You know, you meet two or three times a year. You talk about programming changes, you talk about governance, you talk about policy, you do all that kind of stuff, and it goes back to the board. The Montrose and Ouray County CAB are doing that, but they've just taken on this project. It's amazing the commitment out of these folks for this project, and they are leading the charge. They're the ones that have been at farmers markets on a Saturday morning. They're the ones, every time that we meet, And they go, okay, when do you want to meet? And I'm kind of thinking, oh, probably a couple of months. And they'll say 3 or 4 weeks is when they want to meet again and get ready and plan about what's going to happen. They are really the driving force behind this project. And I can't say enough good things about them. They have been everywhere this summer. They've been at so many of our events and talking to people and introducing me to people that we need to know and making just doing an incredible job of making contacts and helping us get ready to do this big funding push. And they're ready to be they all want to be the first one on the air.
Oh, good. All right. We'll get them on air. That's not a problem. Actually, we're going to hear from them in a minute. Some of the CAB members are coming up here in this program. All right. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
You're tuned into Local Motion on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot. And today we're talking about Studio M, a new KVNF studio in the works, which would be located in Montrose. Margaret Freeman and Chris Marcinick are two members of the Montrose and Ouray County CAB Committee, and they've been working to make Studio M a reality. I sat down with them at Proximity Space, the future home of Studio M, to find out more about their involvement. I began by asking them why they joined the CAB Committee and why they feel KVNF is a valuable resource for their communities.
Well, I've been listening to KVNF now probably since the early 1980s when I discovered it by accident. I mean, I even have like the moment I discovered KVNF back then. It was such a different voice than what was available to us on the radio at that time. And I felt like I had actually found something that spoke to me, spoke to my heart, that I absolutely loved listening to. There were particular shows and particular artists that I had never really heard before. And my children were little at that time, and we listened a lot as a family. My children were raised by Don and Wally on the Pot of Gold show. And we have a lot of funny stories about that, as a matter of fact. But it's been a part of my life now for 30 years plus. And I think I always knew in my heart that even though I've been a contributor for most of that time, that sooner or later I needed to do more and kind of fulfill my part. And now that I'm retired, it's like a no-brainer that this is the time to do the job.
I enjoy listening to KVNF because it just really feeds my curiosity on what is happening in the community. I feel like a lot of times we get caught up in what's happening nationally, and it can be frustrating, and you feel like you have no control over that. But bringing it into a regional community, that feels more like something that we can participate in and actually be a part of. I moved out here in 2014, and I began listening almost immediately as soon as I discovered it, and been a devoted listener ever since.
What have you done in this community advisory board to make Studio M happen? Can you talk a little bit about the process that you all have been through to bring this to fruition?
Well, we've been advertising and talking about the fact that this is going to happen. A lot of one-on-one. My partner and I have a booth at the Montrose Farmers Market every week, and we've been just talking to a lot of people who are very interested. The fact that it opens up the opportunity for people who've always wanted to be a DJ or always wanted to play their music to not have to drive on a regular schedule to Paonia, which is not an easy drive, has been exciting for a lot of people, and myself included, because I always figured I was going to do that one day. The idea of finding a locale has been a big process for us. We've spent a lot of time, talked to a lot of people in town, investigated various options. The needs of the station are not many, but the needs are critical. What we do need has to be done. We need, pretty much 24-hour access to a place. We need the soundproof area that's not going to bother somebody around us if we're broadcasting. And we hoped for a storefront location that could be visible to a lot of people in the community. That just wasn't quite as easy as we were thinking it would be. And the proximity space offers us a chance to be here downtown in a space that's pretty visible, and we're getting some pretty good deals on you know what we're wanting to do here. And it's a start. It's a place that we can start broadcasting and we can start having this all happen. So we're pretty excited that we've got a location chosen.
Can you tell me about the people who you think might be involved? Why is having something like this in Montrose specifically a good thing for the community? What kind of things will they have access to that they don't now?
I think the first and foremost thing that's attracted people to this idea is the opportunity to be more personally involved with the music. That, I mean, first and foremost, the music is a big part of KVNF. And people are coming up and talking to us so excited about, you know, they even have playlists pretty much already created for what happens whenever they might get a chance to get in the studio. I'm excited about that, yes, but I'm also excited about the opportunity to have some community involvement. If we can get some of the community reporting that's done right now on KVNF for Delta County, for Montrose County, I think that's going to bring a lot more involvement in people, giving people a chance to hear what's going on in their county, and not just Montrose, but also Town of Ridgeway is a big part of KVNF. And the local programming and the local information is really important. And as I think about it, that becomes a really important part of this. Having local news, having local community organizations involved. I've already been thanked a lot by different organizations just for the fact that there is the community bulletin board available right now. People are very grateful for that. Having local musicians be more involved with the radio station is a very big part. KVNF is totally supportive of local live music, and most of the musicians know that already, but the public doesn't always know it. And one thing that is very, very good is that there will be, in time, an opportunity for either local musicians or musicians traveling through the area to come in and do a live interview with the radio, which gets at some incredible information to people. Last year, we had a group coming in from called Moores and McCumber, and they did an on-air interview on the radio station, and we heard from a lot of people who were inspired to come and listen to them based on what they heard on the radio. It's a wonderful opportunity for people to spread their word and their music.
I'm really excited about being able to expand the KVNF's news reach, because right now primarily it's based around the North Fork and Delta, and you know, I think back to my own experience when I heard the story on Local Motion on the Delta County schools. I was so enthralled in it that I had a driveway moment. I was driving and I reached my destination, and I did not want to get out of my car because I was so into the story. And I get really excited about stories like that happening here in Montrose, all the way to Ridgeway and Ouray. Being able to provide those stories, I think, is going to be a great, valuable resource for the community. Just like Paonia, this will be open to the public. The public is welcome to come to this to Studio M here at Proximity Space. And if you have a story, if you think there's something we should be talking about that we're not, you know, yeah, you're welcome to come on in.
And finally, I want to just ask the both of you what you feel people who are hearing this now, what they can do to help, aside from obviously contributing to the fund that is primarily going to be raised in Montrose and Ouray counties. This is not something that we're fundraising for in the rest of our listening area. So aside from contributing to that, what can people do to be a part of this project and help make it happen?
The membership in Montrose, the KVNF membership is less than that of Crawford's right now. And if we can increase the membership in KVNF, the radio station, that's a huge thing. Getting the word out of what's available to people to listen, people who might be tired of commercial radio, people who might be looking for a different style of music or a different group of styles of music, as KVNF provides, that would be a good thing, just getting the word out. And, of course, yeah, we're definitely pushing for the money because that is our next thing. We have the location chosen. We've got a lot of organizational aspects in place. Now the next thing is to get the money to begin getting the equipment and getting our soundproof cube in place so that we can actually start broadcasting from Montrose.
So just to piggyback off of what Margaret said, getting the word out is pretty important, and also underscoring why people should care about this. You know, it's going to be important to the community. It's going to create an informed and educated public, and if also we want to encourage the public to get more involved with the station. One way to do that is through the community advisory board meetings that we hold. Those are listed on KVNF's website.
We also have a website that's directly concerned with Studio M's development, kvnf.org/Montrose. And you can keep up on where we are with the ongoing process of getting the studio opened online that way, too.
All right. Well, thank you. I've been speaking with Chris Marcinek and Margaret Freeman, both on the community advisory board that's helping to lead the process here to bring a studio to Montrose, Studio M. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you so much for having this show. We love Locomotion and the information it gives everyone.
Thank you for tuning into Local Motion on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot.